Come spring, the MSU Surplus Store and Recycling Center has their work cut out for them.
It is an absolutely crazy time of the year. We moved over 1 million pounds this last year to the landfill, as well as to Surplus Store and Recycling Center and the various recyclers around the state.
Operations Manager Sean Barton speaks with energy and excitement when he talks about what his collections team was able to bring in this year. Almost everything they get comes from driving around campus and picking it up themselves.
The Friday of move out, we do continuous laps, and I actually put extra trucks on the road. Typically, we pick up about 5,000 pounds per stop, and we'd go 7-8 times in a day to a single spot.
When the mission is to save as much as possible from going to the landfill, you get quite a variety of random things for sale at the surplus store.
We have lots of carpets. We roll them on the outside. We measure them and tag them that way you don't have to unroll them to make sure, so you know that this is a 12 by 12 or this is a 16 by 18 or whatever size it is. We get a lot of mini fridges, a lot of fans. The thing I see the most on the sales floor right now is shower caddies. And that's something we try to market towards incoming freshmen is, hey, you don't need to go out and buy a piece of plastic, essentially, because that's what a shower caddy is. We've got them here for a dollar right now, as opposed to they're probably 10 or 20 bucks brand new. And they're all the same, to be honest. And ours, you might just need to run through your dishwasher or wash it by hand, and it's good to go. And you're doing a great thing by reusing an item that otherwise would just be recycled.
And you've probably heard of their famous bike sales.
For bikes, it's usually a bigger, bulkier item. And a lot of people say, you know what, we'll just leave it on the rack and I'll come get it in the summer. And unfortunately, that's not something that's allowed. So they sit on the racks for about 30 days as being tagged as abandoned. And after 30 days, they're impounded for 30 days. And then they come to us. Last move out, we picked up about 1,200 bicycles. So that's an awful lot of bicycles when you really start thinking about how much. I mean, that's 6 semi-trailers filled with bicycles from just 1 year. And we have them all right now on our sales floor. I think we have about 600 left. And we have to be ready in July for another 1,200.
Barton takes me behind the scenes to see where everything is sorted. He's surprised by how much clothing they got this year.
Clothing is something that we pick up a lot more than you would think. So we get a lot from international students. International students are specifically at a disadvantage because typically you can only take one or two suitcases home on a plane, which means you're leaving a lot of the stuff that you got here. So luckily, we have a good pack-up pitch-in program. We're in the lobby. You have a chance to divert your clothes and that sort of stuff.
The part of the facility where everything is dumped and sorted is a giant warehouse with conveyor belts and huge bunkers.
Everything that you put in a recycling bin on campus is touched by a hand on the sort line by a student. So when you're doing that and when you're recycling, think about that if you got a bag that's kind of mixed with all the recycling in that, well, trash is just unsorted recycling. As it is, please, you know, do your best. Don't just throw a whole bag of mixed recycling in there. We have to open up that bag and hand sort it on a sort line with the conveyor belt. Doesn't stop. It keeps moving. And you could miss other things, and more stuff could result in other contamination, which results in less being recycled and isn't necessarily best practice.
On a walk through the sales floor, we see everything from hair dryers to Christmas trees. And on the way out of the building, Barton points to the free area that's full of futons. And he shows me some playground equipment that he's especially excited about.
Oh, here's another cool thing from Spartan Village. You know, as they're decommissioning, they're doing playground. They had playgrounds, so we've been selling it. And I believe we sold that fire truck playground piece of equipment to a fire station around here so they can put it in their front yards for kids to go and play on. So I love that story of reuse. You know, that's something that just makes me say, yay, sustainability, yay, MSU. We were able to do something cool and keep, you know, resources out of that landfill. And that's, again, what we're all about.
Yeah, and something like that, when it's a perfect fit like that, that's got to feel good.
Yeah, it is. That was just a perfect, like, yeah, the person that needed that got that item, which is great.
To find out more about the MSU Surplus Store and its hours of operation, visit WKAR.org. I'm Katie Cook.